Let's start with Halacha Ches. Simen Mem Zayin, Halacha Ches. Yesh lihizoher milohitzi es hacharzonim vehazogim min hakitois al yidei oivei kochavim. Simen Mem Zayin. It's on page Reish Samach Beis. Halacha Ches. Okay, this is not okay, most of us. Unless you have in your basement, you make your own wine. Yesh lizor milohitzi es hacharzonim vehazogim to take out the skins and the pits min hagitois from the vats. Al yidei oiv kuchav mafil lacha shoyitzi mehem yayin rishon v'sheni. Even after you remove the first batch of wine and the second batch of wine, kishema yesh aleim oiv toifech yayin, the skins and the pits may be moist, and if it's moist, that's halacha called yayin, and that yayin will become forbidden when the goy makes contact with it. And so what? So everything has to go in the garbage. The liquid, whatever residue of liquid you have, has to go in the garbage, and the grapes, and the pits, and the seeds, and the skins, which you probably would want to use for some other purpose, will now become also a tayudis of yayin nesach. And worse, the biggest problem you really got in your hand is now that the kalim, the gas, the vat, is now a kli which is basically treif, and you have to kasher. How do you? It's, you have to kasher by soaking it in water 72 hours. So it's a headache. It's a big headache when you have over here some type of collection of grapes and grape juice, and it's not been cooked, and the goy touches it. It's a big nightmare for the liquid, for the pits.
Once it's wet.
Once it's dry, then it's smooth. The halach of Yayin Nesach is only on liquid, not on grapes. If a goy touches the grapes, no problem. As long as the grapes are not in the process of being made into grape juice.
Big fight over the whiskey that I put into.
Oh, so we're going to talk about whiskey now. We're talking about, because whiskey, it's made from, at what point in time is the wine been transformed into what in halacha is not called yayin. That's going to be halacha, that's a long discussion here. That's what we're going to do right now. Okay, tes. Halacha tes. Oyveh kuchavim sheshavach hamayim l'tzecha yayinim neschavim nu halach. Let's say we have wine, and the wine is too strong, and a guy pours water to dilute the wine. Does the pouring of water cause the yayin? So it's his actions. He's causing the wine to move. And we're going to learn in a few moments that if a guy caused wine to move, it also becomes asr. So by pouring water into wine, does that make the yayin asr? If his intent was to dilute the wine, so to enhance the flavor of the wine, asr. B'shesir becomes yayin esach. The imloy neschavin lemozgo is the kavan is not to dilute it, just to pour water for whatever reason. Afilu husafik and mutter, then you do not need to be machmer. It's not called yayin nesach because he did not actually make contact with it. He just poured water, and the pouring of the water was not to enhance the taste of the wine. It was just for whatever reason, whatever the purpose was, it was, and it's not yayin nesach. Next, oyved halacha yud chaymetz yayin vinegar, which means wine that has fermented and it's no longer edible. Can no longer drink it. Shenasim yayin kosher. It was made from kosher wine. This was a very big scandal about 20 years ago with mustard. All the mustards were made from vinegar.
Dijon.
Wine vinegar. All the mustard. The two scandals. There was a scandal about 10 years ago and there was a scandal 20 years ago. The big scandal was 20 years ago. What?
We do for another
20 years ago was really bad. 20 years ago, everything was suspect. I remember that. All the mustard was everything. And it was a big thing. 10 years ago it wasn't such a big thing. It was only a couple of brands. They found something wrong.
What did they do?
Nothing. They just said that they recalled it. They took off, they have to, they whatever they had, it was a problem for the Vat HaMachshid, the people who gave the Hashkocha, they were not doing the right thing. I don't remember all the details. But let's go further. Chaymeitz Yayin, Shenasim Yayin Kosher, vinegar that comes from kosher wine. Im Huchazak Kolkach, if the vinegar is so strong, Shemi Babea, when you pour the vinegar on the floor, it bubbles. That's how strong it is. It's not called wine. That's not called wine anymore. Now, if a goy will make contact with this vinegar, it does not become yayin nesach. Alaret shuv einu nesa b'magav. If a goy makes contact, it's no longer asr. Avol im nase mistam yenam la'olam hu b'yisubar. But if the goy touched the wine before it became vinegar, in other words, you have grape juice or you have wine, whatever you have, and a goy makes contact, Now it's stam yena, because the guy made contact with it. And now you let it sit and ferment, and it turns into vinegar, and it's the strongest possible vinegar in the world. When you pour it on the floor, it bubbles. It doesn't matter. Since this vinegar has come from stam yenam, a guy made contact with the source of this vinegar when it was called yayin, the vinegar is usser as well. The only time vinegar is not a problem is when you first let it become vinegar before the guy makes contact with it. The guy never made contact, it turns into vinegar. Now you've passed the threshold. Now, if a guy makes contact, it's not going to be problematic. But if a guy touches it before it turns into vinegar, now that it turns into vinegar, it's not going to change anything, it remains also.
That's what happened. They were importing vinegar for processing in foods.
Yeah.
And one year there was a glut of grapes in France. There was a lot of grapes.
Yeah.
So they took a lot of grapes or the shmarm that was left over and they made vinegar from it.
Yeah.
And the companies used wine vinegar instead of the regular vinegar.
Okay. And that vinegar was originally handled by non-Jews,
yeah, so
when it was wine, before it turned into vinegar.
So
if it was Yayin Esach,
right.
So the vinegar has come from wine, which was handled by Goyim, was Stam Yenam. So it's also, if it's handled by Jews, and it turns into vinegar, and now it's vinegar, now there's no problem with Goyim making contact, even though it comes from wine. Wine vinegar is not a problem for Goyim to make contact if it first comes into contact with non-Jews after it turns into vinegar. But if it came in contact with the non-Jews before it turns into vinegar, now that it turns into vinegar, it's not going to change anything. It remains in its state of Isser. Avalim nasim estam yenam li'olam hu b'Isser. Halach yir aleph. V'chein yayin sraf, brandy, whiskey. So they also, it seems they make from wine. Is that true?
They make
some wine, and whiskey is from what?
Cognac.
Not from wine.
Whiskey is from grain.
From grain. And brandy is from?
Cognac. Also wine.
So there's certain types of yayin. Because typically when it says yayin sraf in Chazal, it refers to whiskey, which comes from. But here it doesn't mean that. Here it means shenase mistam yenam. So you see yayin sraf refers to brandy as well. It means something very strong, which even can come from a product of the vine. The chay mechachartson of Hazagim from the skins and the pits, the hashram, the sediments. Harehu ki yayin atzmo. So it has a salach of yayin. If this thing came from stam yenam, this brandy has originated, that's why. There was a big scandal also about five years ago. All the whiskeys, not many brandies. I still have signs. I know one shul, the sign is still up. That you have to be very careful. There are certain brands which are very problematic because they even though they're brandy, they start out as wine, and when they start as wine, it was handled by non-Jews, and it's not so simple.
And in Europe, the Canadian club.
What?
Used to be a big in Europe years ago?
Yeah.
Even today, they're not marketed. Some
hashgachs
are not marketed. They say it's
mutter.
With brandy?
With brandy.
So yeah,
what's the
issue? They said there was no issue.
Okay, I don't know the details. I have to look into the details of why. Okay, we'll see. He has a big piece here on the bottom. We'll see. It goes into much more details.
Yeah,
we'll see. Yeah, he has a discussion. The Rabbi Brown has a discussion. We'll see in a few moments. Let's take a look. I didn't look at it. Let's see. V'chein yayin sraf nasa mistam yedin v'chein mechatsan v'zogim v'mushmar mechaber ki yayin atzma aval hanasim yayin kosher. However, if you start out with yayin kosher means it was not handled by a non-Jew. And now it turns into brandy. And now, once it's brandy, so now there's no problem since the process is complete. There's no issue if a non-Jew makes contact with it. Once you pass that point in time where a non-Jew did not handle the raw product, and now it's already in its finished state, and it's no longer yayin, now a goy can make contact, and there is no issue whatsoever. Okay, this word, I know what this word was, some type of tartar. Tartar. Zayin. Weinstein, what's that mean?
Weinstein.
Tartar. Yeah. In English, it's translated as tartar. It's not beneficial. What are the issues? The issues are. Okay, we'll see in a moment. He has on the bottom, he has a piece.
I think the Chavke has a whole magazine devoted to it.
Chavke, yeah, one of those magazines.
I'll look it up.
Okay, please. Okay, let's take a look.
It's a hard issue.
Okay, one more halacha, and then we're going to read the shems of halacha.
It's a
What is it?
Based, like you use it to
a lot of items.
Because of the casks.
It's the wine of water.
Yes, the casks. Right.
Cream of tartar.
Whatever. Yeah.
Change
so one more halacha, halacha yigimel, then we're going to take a look. One more magav yuchav ma'adei adaracher. If a guy does not directly touch the yayin, the guy causes the wine to move. He's not in direct contact with the cup, and certainly not in contact with the yayin itself, but he caused it to move. He's wheeling. Go on the airplane, right? Yeah. You're wheeling the carriage down the aisle. So he's not actually touching it, but he's causing it to move. Unless he's in direct contact. And Moshe, I mentioned to you, was asked the question, if a guy wears gloves, and he's handling yayin, stam yayinim, does that make the yayin also? And Moshe says, also. Gloves is already called direct contact. That's not. Davar Acher, it has to be like the example you're wheeling a cart, or you're driving a truck, and you're not actually touching the yayin. But if you're directly touching the yayin, even though there's a chatzitza, you're having gloves, that in halacha is insignificant, and the yayin becomes asur. It becomes stamienim, which a Jew may not drink. Okay, one other quick question before we go into the Shemus halacha. This is a very, very big question, which there really is no solution. What about a Mechal Shabbos?
Mm-hmm.
A Jew. Yeah. Someone who's a Jew is a Shomer, who's a nice Mechal Shabbos, a Tinuk Shanishva, Lahachis. If he's a Mumma Lahachis, forget about it. Easy Shaila, the Yitziyai Nesach. But he's not a Lahachis. He's just Tinuk Shanishva, like today, 90%, 99% of the people today who are not Shomer Shabbos, they're being Tinuk Shanishva. What is the status? Tough question. There are different opinions. Many are machmir. Probably more poskim are machmir. And b'shas hatchak gadol, you can be mekel. It's a big shail when you invite balei tshuva, people who are in the process of becoming frum, to your home on Shabbos. And if you like to have yayin that's not mevushal, you got a problem. I know someone always tells me that when he was a teenager. When he was a teenager, he was involved a lot of him a very very religious home, and he was involved a lot of shady characters. So his mother always used to say to him, "Tell me when you come home, do I have to cover the wine?" His mother was warning him, "You're going, you're hanging out with a chevra that I don't like, and you're going to turn into them, and that means." You know, we can't have in the house yayin that's not mevushal because my own child, he's a.
There was an expression in Europe. Yeah, there was an expression in Europe when a husband who went away to America.
Yeah.
And he didn't come back for a long time. They used to ask, "Is he over on reading other people's mail?"
Is he either?
Right.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
It means that the same cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom that you're not allowed to marry to women,
ah,
so also that you're not supposed to read other people's.
He knows he married someone else.
So when he went away for a long time,
he married
him. Did he get another wife? He said.
Nasty. Wow. Okay, that's a very sarcastic statement. Okay, let's. Okay, let's take a look at what it says over here on the bottom. V'chein yayin tzraf, anasem istama, base, on page reish, on the bottom base, v'chein yayin tzraf, anasem istama, yin mayim, b'shal shuvah seven yikara. Nishal, sham oides, medina achashakol, mischar, hayayin tzraf, huitachas hamem shalah. The government is in control. Prohibition, right? Wasn't that the way it was?
Even today, you have to have
licenses. It's on the bill of this mamish, the mem bote ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha- of the trade, and they brought it to their location. And they distribute all of the.
Pennsylvania, the
it's a controlled substance. It's a controlled substance. They take away all of the goods and they distribute in their own bottles. Ubein Ela, Bote Hamis Srefos, among these factories, Yesh Oisim Yain Shraf, Gami Yain, there are some of them which produce brandy from wine, not from grain. Achem mu'atim. However, that's a small minority. So here's the question. Roif, when the government gives you brandy, when you buy for religious purposes brandy, so the question is this coming from the roif or the niyat? Is it coming from the majority, which is made from grain, which there's no issue of there's no issue of yayin stam yenam, or is it coming from the miut, which is stam yenam? Achim watim, neged elish oitzim mitzvua. So what is the halacha? What do we do when the government, you live in a country where the government is giving you whiskey and you don't know where it came from, if it came from grain or wine? Herich shem b'din zeh v'hela, so the shal shuv seven yikara, he was marching the shal of v'hela, he concludes, b'im bali hachanusim loichem mei hamamunim, v'im loichem mei oitzah hamamshala, yesh lahatim mishum dazin the basa raif. So in Echanami we go basa raif. We don't know where it comes, you can be semich on the raif. The call, the parish, mei ruba parish. Since the most of it is from grain, that is the halacha. V'afilu im bali hachanusim be'atzam loichem mei oitzah hamamshala, gam ken yesh lahatir, de'ein l'aser mishum d'lokeach m'mokam kavua. Even though you'll say it's not the uncle kavua, kimechzel mechzedami. So why don't we say that the suffix was noilad in the kavua, and in the kavua, in the memshala, in the storehouse of the government, that's the kavua. The retail stores, they acquire it. So kavua shein a nicker. Who? Because it's a kavua that's not nicker. Since most stores called the parish, I'm not exactly sure the lumbness over here, what's called the parish, what's called not parish, but he's basically saying you have over here this concept called the parish, shmu parish, and there's no kavua, neither there's a kavua, it's a kavua that's not nicker. There's such a concept in halacha, that's a leniency. You don't have the problem of kavua. Kimechsal mechsedami for pratshu hu derabbanan. This issue of stam yenam is not necessarily deraisa. Stam yenam is only some derabbanan, and certainly bezman hazed, it's not even that. It's only a minhag. No one today is pouring wine for avodah zarah. So that's the principle, that there is such a concept of roiv. Even kavua, there's a kavua that's not nikar, and it's only midrabanan, and there are many reasons why we can be makel and you can buy into the situation. Now he quotes about tartar. Weinstein. Nasa, what is Weinstein? What is tartar? So Nasa Mishmor Yain sediments and nikba v'nikrash b'doif nehachavis. It comes from the sediment of wine that congeals on the bottom of the barrel. The kosher k'eitz. It's hard like a rock, like a piece of wood. Tartar has no moisture whatsoever. Lachluchas hayayin k'ofer balmet like dust too. V'ayin mizeb yaradev darke tshuva v'ayin mishal tshuva sachiezer. Al davar min avak dak hanase mishmarim stam mishmarim stam yedim. So that's what tartar is. So tartar is called dust. And being that it's dust, even though this tartar originated from stam yedim, we make it because it's no longer, it was bottled from it, the shame yayin. Fine. Nushail, what about height of the food technology? We have over here dust. Some type of ingredient, and the ingredient, and this is probably very common today in the food industry, ingredient, which now is dust, it's an ingredient in a bottle, which came from stam yena. So we can apply this principle that once something becomes hard and loses all of its moisture, it's bottled from it, the shame stam yena, and now should be mutter. And that would probably allow many different products, candies, and all these different things would become mutter, especially when dealing with yena. Yena is more chomer.
You're talking about byproducts?
Yeah. Al dover minok, here he goes. Ayin mishas nushaila, ayin mishut achiezer. Al dover min ovok, a type of dust, dak. Hanas said that this dust originated mishmor from sediments of yai, of stam yenam. Imutu lasis menu, are you allowed to make from this some kind of thing?
Citric acid.
Citric acid, al yidei shemorvim besoichoi min sid saruf, the olim. Hella, and you're allowed to use it as an ingredient to make some type of product. So what's the halacha? Hella gam kein sham lahatir. B'nei nisraf and nifkam imenu tam yayin. Once stam yenam evaporates and turns into dust and has no lachluchis, the shame stam yenam disappears. And now you can use it as an ingredient in your product. Yeah.
Does this concept apply to gelatin?
That's gelatin is probably more lenient than this. Gelatin is a chazer. So chazer is even more lean. Stam yenam is more chomer. Right, so there's no isra hana. When you're dealing with chazer, it's only asar bi'achila, it's mutar b'hana. When you're dealing with stam yen, with yayin, mi'ikr hadin, it's asar afilu b'hana. So whatever it says by stam yenam, you probably can be even more lenient by gelatin and products of an animal, non-kosher animals.
In other words, the concept that's dust. It's not
right. And there are many. There are definitely many poskim that are very make when it comes to pills and coatings and these type of pills. There are many. You know, people want to be machmir. You don't want to tint them. If you can get a product that's 100% kosher, kol hakavod. But when you have no choice, when you have a medication and that's the only way it comes, it's hard to find a rav that will tell you not to take it. You're not going to find someone that will tell you if you need the medicine and it comes from it's derech achila, and it's not, it's like you're saying, it dissolved, it's not in its original state, it's been transformed. So definitely it appears that the rules of stam yenam are more chomor than the laws of non-kosher dvar, non-kosher things, because of this hando issue.
At one time, jello had a hashkash.
Yeah, yeah. The real jello.
Real jello.
Yeah.
Jello brand jello.
Yeah.
Okay, and a hashkash from a big hush of a rug in Williamsburg.
And what happened? Why was it taken off?
I don't know. He died.
I would discuss this with Plantus Peanuts. There are two versions of peanuts. One of them has a OU, one has a K. And the one that has the K has a Rabbi Solomon something who took it over from his father, who took it over to him, and it's definitely made with dried pig bones. And he has a 13-page
tshuva
that it's mutter.
Same idea. Once
the Seventh-day Adventists say, don't eat it because it's made.
They're more machmir. A goy is more machmir than a Jew. All right, let's finish over here. Shem Arv Mesecha means... Okay, let's go further. So we said over here, mibnation nishraf nifka mibenu b'tam hayayin v'chein mash evsha ayideit tach boilois techniques, strategies, right? Different types of techniques, chemicals from l'shanes isil l'davar acher l'tzu acheres, some type of chemical sometimes tricks that you do in order to transform it into a different form acheres have a ponim chadashos v'nifka ha'iser. So it's mutter. He's dealing with it with yayin, with yayines stam yenam, mainly he paskins that it's mutter.
The machleik is here, a very famous machleik is in the Minchas Yitzchak. They used to make citric acid. This is one way. It was made out of corn.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Vadya said it is not kitnius, it's not even chametz, because it's a different surah.
Parim chadoshes
ba'olukai.
Right.
Yeah. And
they didn't want to be
Matzah. Yitzchak had the shaila after he made aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. He used to be Rav in Manchester.
Yeah.
So until then, he called Rabbi Avadya. He called him Rabbi Avadya.
Yeah.
And now he calls him this guy who doesn't know what he's talking about. He refused to mention his name.
Okay. Kamasha Kosav Haran L'inyin Devash Goyim, the same when it comes to honey of non Jews, the Ain Khoshim Shaman Nisarva Boy Dvarm Tameim, Vinivini Mukhul, the Devash Mishum, the Achlo in the Muach Masriach, because before, even if you buy honey, are you allowed to buy honey without a hechsher? So he's saying, yeah, because what's the concern? Maybe they add ingredients which are non kosher into the honey.
Okay, they're afraid of the bees legs.
Yeah.
The shrotzim.
No, this is not the
shrotzim. The shrotzim, but honey has a myla. That's why Torah is coming, because honey has a myla. Honey is a very unique substance where it causes whatever is inside, whatever is mixed in, to be transformed. So therefore, when it comes to honey, there's no issue of buying honey from a non-Jew, although there may be a concern that he added non-kosher ingredients into the honey, because those non-kosher ingredients have dissolved, but they have become putrid before they are the honey, they've been transformed, and the mela, there is no remnant of the original form of iser. The ad shaloni muach gezontai masriach, before it dissolves masriach, it decays. For hachinami kenafilu da alide tachbolos chaniim, through this chemical transformation, with chemistry, but through this transformation, mehapchim hadavor loichel meshubach ze have keponim chadoshos v'domei l'moisek shekasa magen avram, it's similar to the moss, which the Magen Avraham writes, that's lina b'asur hashta, we follow what it looks right now. We don't look at its original source, although it came from Dov from Asur. Right now, it has been transformed. Panim chadoshos, memel it's mutter. Okay, so therefore, he's very lenient. These type of things, we see over here right away. No, I wouldn't say machmer, because we have other options. Because we have other options, so we're very make. We live in a society where Baruch Hashem, you can get whatever you want. But when you have no choice, you have to know the bare halach. You got to know the bare bones. And especially with medications, you have no choice, so it's mutter. Old class of a palmasheni be inyin kizeh. Another step, sefer shut achiezer. The oit sham, the dayt ulahat emishum. The rugged shavah. So he wrote Shom Vadaita Lahatim Mishum Tam Hanal, the Ain Mishal Shuvus Chavolim Binimus, Al Dovar Ha Gal Glitzerin, Shanasemi Chela Behema, same you question, who named Chela Behema? Gelatin, the Alide Choymates, the Gophris, the Salmonim, Achem, to all vinegar and all these strong things, Messirim, Mafridim, Bokol Chelke Shamnunis, the Pulos of chemistry, Upoigmi Moisam, Mimachal Adam, the Alide Haharkova, Beelu, Bolo, Bolo, Parchadoshos, through the technique, chemistry, through technology, and all the other types of technology, it's a whole new world. Hela Gamkin Lahadir. Metamin hanal it's mutter. The ayin mishul yad yitzchok shel gamkin gazelivin harafuah shoysim midam. Even blood, they take blood of animals or even blood of human beings. You're shocked what goes into medicines. Ayin sham, it's been transformed. And the mele there is no issur. The ayin mishul avin yikara shakosav the chlal zed elzin the boser hashtar lahati davar issur shnifrash mimenu chelke issur. And anything which we have removed the chelke issur v'nishtane l'tzu acheres lo nemu rak im nishtane ho issur l'min acher mit Tivi Shabiteva Hayitzira Haim Shnei Minim Dumyol Mashukosav Haran Hanal. It has to be a different min. What he gives an example, the Habasar Nepach Ledvash. That, for example, Basar turns into honey. Something that has been, the honey has a koyach to transform anything into itself. Aval. Hey, look, what?
Physically, that's a big stretch.
Okay, right. I guess it means it's nearly a naim. It means a certain degree that honey is so powerful, so potent, it really.
It's a
Rishon who says that. It's so, I guess it's nearly to our senses. It's so potent, honey, it has a koyach to travel. Let's see what it says. Avol Bedover. Here is coming to be a shtickle machmir. Bedover. Sha'ali de melechas chimu, chemistry. Oy me atzma, by itself, poshat suraso, it loses its form. The law of Asura Acheres, but here's the very big but. The law Nishtana Lemin Acher Tivi. It has not physically, the chemistry has not done a job on it to the degree where you break it down under a microscope, it's a different chemical substance. It just looks different. It looks in a pill form rather than it's a. In the instead, it's the same thing. Lo arminon so is machmer. Lo arminon klal zeh vehevi od rais ayin sham. Ulefi zeh. If you're going to go with that approach, that it must mamish be transformed into a different chemical substance. How you define that in halacha is very difficult. Obviously, like you're talking about your example of the honey and the meat. How you define a different chemical? How far did Chazal go in defining different chemical substances? I don't know. But he's saying if you don't not mamish a new min lufi ze ein lanu heter gam al haglitzerin oy al gelatin hanasini acholi yisur kamosh oisim oiros rakim kiar hachazir. They make from non kosher skins of a pig, the dogim tamei and non kosher. Fish, elishieshka mine, because those are not go okay. However, elishieshka mine, the gelatin, hanasim, it's smachim from product of the earth, vegetables, who bivada kosher, yeshoshim, the atmos kosher from bones, uveze hanin, myri, uveze. What does that mean? Uveze hanin, I'm not sure what that means. Myri, hagoin. Reish Ches Ayin B'Sifr Achiezer Rav Chaim Oizer B'Sifr Achiezer Shemitzadeit Shom Lahatir. That's Mutter. That's what he meant to say. Things that are made from bones, or things that are made from, because bone is not Roy Lachila, or made from a vegetable, that's okay. But some that's made from Chazir or from non-kosher fish, although you have purged any moisture and you have crushed it and you've transformed it, you have added other ingredients to it, it's still not necessarily a different chemical substance. So it's not necessarily Mutter. What?
Where are these hard bones from? What animals?
Different animals. I don't know. The chain hagoin Rav Yosef Eliyahu Hinkin daitoy lahater b'min zeh hanitanim b'mashko'ois k'de lahachlish hacharifus sh'al yidei mishrak shorik b'goroin k'yidua. Certain types of liquids you drink in order for colds, it seems, for the throat. B'goroin in order to cough me, medicines. He's also matir. Aval im nais tabo kidein esinas tam. So he seems that Rav Henkin is matir. However, if you can taste the flavor of non-kosher things, they have flavored cough medicine, and the flavor comes from grape flavor, right? So he's dealing over here with mamish things that you can detect its flavor. In the sinner's time, ein lanu heter borer bezet. It's not so clear. Ulekamon arich oy bezet beinyan harefuos hanesunim lecholim different to refuos. So the bottom line is, he presents two sides. He's got a long collection of poskim that say that something that is non-kosher, even when it comes to yayin stam yenim, which is more chomer because in stam yenim borders on avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is osur behana. Even there, it has been broken down to the point where it's dust and has been transformed. It's 100% mutter, and certainly when it comes to dvarim hasudim, it's mutter. However, not everyone is so excited about this hetter because it's not necessarily been transformed into a different chemical substance. So some want to be machmer, and certainly if you can taste the flavor of something that is not kosher, there you should be more machmer. Those are the two sides. Dalet v'chein abam mi koychad. The next halacha we learn that if a guy touches or moves something, then it's also aser. Yayin shenase biyakovim v'gitois ayidei koyach electric. If a guy runs the machines, electrical machines, and the guy had no physical contact, the hainu shemachnisim hanavim begas, the grapes are put into a vat, the soysmin and the soygrim pesach hachnisa, the adaf malgalgalim hadorchin the koyseshin hanavim hu al kol bekoyach electric, with the cheder hasheni sham hamachuna, and the other room there is a motor shall yodo soyvim hagalgalim v'koyvesh and presses ha nichbash hanavim. The one that presses the buttons and wears a white mask and looks at all the gauges and tells you what's going on. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Is the wine called yayin stam yayin? Teshuva. Cause the shulchan of Yerodeh. Ha'akum shedarach hayayin. V'loy nagabon. Did not touch it. He's just trampling. He's putting on these big boots and he's standing on the wine. Tarei Yisrael Emir al Gaboy, and Yisrael is standing there. Yisrael who shenichnas bechavis zeh, and Yisrael who shekonsoi bechavis hareiz aser kish asiya. Even though the Yisrael is al Gabo, and the Yisrael there is he's one who put the grapes into the chavis. He put the wine into the chavis. It doesn't make a difference. It's still aser perish. Ain aser behana. But it's not aser to the full degree. It's only aser b'shesia, but it's mutter behana. Perish ain aser behana k'sho yain shenaga b'yakum. Since there is a Yisrael oimer al gavav, and the guy did not manage to touch it, it's only aser b'shesia na behana. The cause of to resolve hatam lufi shloim naga bo afilu b'regel ve'ain kan ela koyach akum. He never touched. He only is the koyach. V'chein kasva shach udrichas hayain b'lo negia haynu shesh. Some, what does it mean the dricha shesam etzim v'dafim ala navim? The guy put there the piece of wood, the olah akam alo etzim v'dafim v'nidrucho mikoychoy kachas v'shach. Now he's getting, that's getting to the yisoidus, the ayin between zav the shach shekasu al pi diri haramash on the b'chol makam shein also mitzaradin ela b'shia l'didon shayaf b'shia. So here is the big heter. Whenever it says in Shulchan Aruch, Tarm Chazal, if a guy would touch Yayin, it's aser b'hana. Therefore, if a guy, if a chazal, when it's not aser b'hana, it's only aser b'shia. That's already one madrega less. Bizman hazeh, we even more makel. We go down even one notch. So Bizman Hazeh, the only thing that's aser for us are things that would have been aser in the time of Chazal Behana. So that becomes aser b'shesia. But things that in the time of Chazal are not aser Behana, for us becomes mutu legamri. So we always, in our time, in the 21st century, are always one notch ahead of what they were in the time of Chazal. Time of Chazal, it was aser b'shesia and aser Behana. Anytime it's in time of Chazal, it's aser both. Achilah, Shia, and Hana for us becomes aser b'shesia. But any time in Chazal where it was aser b'shesia and mutter b'hana, for us it's a mutter afilu b'hana. That is the rule of thumb for Bizman Hazeh. So therefore, since time in Chazal, if a guy would not make direct contact with the grapes and it was a Yisroel and Al-Galop, it would be mutter b'hana. For us, it makes a mutter b'shesia mamish. That's what he says. So Avul, so Kevash, Akum, Bizman Hazeh, Lav, Oivde, Oivde, Kavazol, Sein, and the it's mutter. It's mutter af b'shesia. The ayin oid b'shach that certainly when it's only his koyach, who davka b'makom hefsid meruba nims lefi zibid idon shakasa shochanoch the also b'shesia lididon that it's also b'shesia lididon mutter af b'shesia b'makom hefsid meruba. Go further than that, even a place where it would be also b'shesia for also be mutter when there's a hefsid meruba. In other words, you can always be more lenient than zman hazeh because they're not real oivicham zman hazeh because of oiv shochanoch deimu koyach koyach koyach. Let's say it's a triple koyach. Kegoin, koyras hagash gilgalo akom sheyesh gasham gimel koyachos hadapin the boards vahagalgil the wheel vahakoyra b'diavin mutra afilu b'shesia. So another heter that when the guy presses buttons, it's indirect. A lot of things have to happen in order for the grapes to. For there to be wine, with a shach kosev lechatchila osur, it's osur afilu be'asor koyachas. The shach is not so generous, even 10 koyachas. The ayin leel bedivrei hashach ikavonos adavka k'shem bevi chavim da adivrei hamachar bekoy demar bechi haygavna k'demashma meuvdo de Rabbi Yaakov min har pakut. Afilu b'zman hazeh she'enu bevi chavim is referring to the time goyim time chazal that are the real deal, or the goyim b'zman hazeh afilu hachi lechatchila osur afilu b'har koyachas. So maybe even when the shach says that 10 he only means by a real guy, a guy that really worships idols. But today, the Shach would agree that koyach, 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 a yitzhul koyach would be mutter.
So why don't we say that as a general rule, for the day of today, it's not the day of years ago. What's the whole meaning of Yain?
It still remains. That far we don't go. That far you can't go.
Directly, it's still Yain.
You can't go that far. Halacha remains the halacha. Now we have no koyach b'zman hazet to be oiker halacha m'mekayim. Even though they're not oiker b'zman hazet, we have to remain with halacha. But since we do find even in time of Chazal there were leniencies, we do have precedent for leniencies. So at the very least, today we can take hold of those leniencies. And whenever Chazal said that it was osur only to drink, but mutter b'hana for us, it can be mutter even to drink. Next, one more. Oh, so they want to use that. That's what they want to say. I don't have it here. I know what happened to it. My Piskei Tshuvos, he has a nice piece on this about Mechalei Shabbos, and he basically says that there's definitely grounds to be makel for sure koyach koyachai. But he wants to say like he wants to say even that the only time that he becomes is he mamash puts his finger. When was the last time you saw Mechalei Shabbos stick his finger into your bottle? Right, he mamish puts his finger. Mechal Shabbos.
I think I saw one of the magazines where the trucks are unloaded automatically, and grapes fall on the side, and a worker goes with a shovel and picks up the grapes and throws it over into the bin. So that's mamish drisa.
Is it?
Yeah, because he's picking up.
The grapes?
Yeah, with the shovel, he's squeezing some grapes. So
but I don't know if that's. Okay, I don't know. Okay. But,
you still need the
mashgiach.
Make sure.
But if a person invites a non-religious person to Mechal Shabbos to his house and he sits in this house and he puts his finger into the cup of wine, then there's room to be machmir. But one sin, if he just touches the cup, he's not mamish putting his finger in the cup, he's moving the cup. He's touching it from the outside, he touches the bottle. He's not touching the wine mamish. So then you can be makel mizman, just like you can be makel even when it comes to a goy mizman hazeh. Because it's only koyach, so that's mamish, that's not koyach koychoy. So you can always go down many notches in stringency bizman hazeh, because even the goyim they're not real over the avodah zarah. So he wants to say that if b'shas atchak you can be makel, and if a Jew that is not a and that is a mechal shabbos touches only the bottle, does not put his finger into the wine, which will never gonna happen, it's mutter. V'ine, okay, let's just do maybe one more paragraph. V'ine b'maisa electrokei. Now he's going back. He's coming to. He's coming out, and he's laid out the background. Okay, he's giving us the background for this issue of Jews and Algabov, Osir B'Shiyim, Mutar B'Hana, different opinions. Koyach, Koyach, Koychoy. Now that we have the basic background, what's the bottom line? If you have a factory and you have a guy in the machine room where he's pulling little buttons, but he's not making any contact. What's the bottom line? V'nei b'mayis electrikei shadam lo goyim esatunus electrikei. A person is causing the things to move by pressing buttons. Yichashev kibo. He's quoting himself. Matzos mitzvah. Shenas ma'idei mechuna koyach elektrik. You have matzah mitzvah and it's done by a machine. You press the button. Are you mekayim l'shma? Matzah must be made l'shma. How in the world are you mekayim matzah l'shma? He's comparing matzah mitzvah.
Is he talking about regular matzah?
Regular matzah must be made l'shma. Right, that's what he means. He means the same thing. That's with Erev Pesach. We use that term to refer to baked matzah Erev Pesach. Matzah mitzvah. Cost 20. How much does it cost a pound to buy matzah mitzvah? You go Erev Pesach to the factory.
You don't buy it by pound. You buy it by the
pound. By a matzah. Each matzah costs $25, something like that. What a business. It doesn't cost it any more Erev Pesach than it costs the whole year round. Not even that's a highway robbery. But we use in our vernacular matzah mitzvah Erev Pesach. But he means over here regular matzah, shmur matzah. Matzah has to be made l'shem mitzvah shem matzah. And matzah, if it's made by hand, okay, you have the maila. You have the maila that it's l'shma. Is it kosher, regular matzah? Some will tell you it's not so kosher. It's not possible to mass produce a matzah that's meticulous. You're better off buying machine matzah. Machine matzah is more kosher. But machine matzah has the chesaron that the machine can't have kavana. The machine may be a machashev, but it's not the type of machshav that we want for kosher for the mitzvah. So yet, there many places can say that the person that pressed the button is equivalent to the kavana. Shekosa, what's the law there? Rav Gadol. Echad mitua shar shakas avdina the Gemara bezeh haloshon kavu sakin bagilgal. If you put a sakin in a wheel, the sivev hagilgal, and you turn the wheel biyado oy beragloi ad shemaga es a sakin letzava behema oy oif ushchatoi kehoygin besivev zeh shechitasay kshera to mikoy choy shel adam machine shchita, a mechanical shchita. It's done by a machine. You put the knife in a wheel and you operate the machine to your koyach. It's not as bad as a machine because the machine's all electric. And you do shchita. It's a kosher shchita. Oh, but you didn't do the ma'aseh shchita. Tami koyachah shel adam nishchat. Ve'afilu achah shehischil legalgel. Now here's the thing. He wants now, how do you convert pre-electric to electric? Let's say you start the process. You move the wheel and you let go. And the wheel continues to move, and then you put the animal. The animal gets caught up, and then the shchita happens. Even if you remove your hand, harehu miskalgelas mikoyach haschalasai ushchata theafilu miskalgelas mikoyach ze kamapamim who kvar so yodo. And you remove your hand, v'shchita nasa besiv acheroin mikol makoyim hakol mikoychoy ba'u kesheira. So he wants to say, going off the inyan leinyan ba'isin, you're going off to the case of shchita. Shchita can be done by a machine, he's saying. You press the button, and that button starts a process, and you have nothing to do with what's going on right now. You're long gone, but you've started the process. It's a kosher shchita. V'hochi nami b'matzos sh'ayde hamuchune kevon sh'adam goyrim es tnuas ha'elektriki v'aday kesher ha'matzos l'matzos mitzvah ayin sham. So he wants to say a chiddush, the tour shar. He wants to say that matzah that's done by a machine is 100% good, no different than the case of the shchita. That's a little bit of a stretch, because there's no din of a l'shma when it comes to shchita. Shchita is a matter of getting the job done. It's ma'aseh umid. You got to get the thing done. You have to have kavana. This is not a yeni kabbalah. Koyach adam. It has to be koyach. So it's koyach adam, but it's not l'shma. It's not l'shma. Avodah Zara really borders on l'shma. Think about it. Avodah Zara is the goy is doing something l'shem Avodah Zara. Matzah mitzvah is l'shem Hashem, l'shem Shemayim. Shchita, there's no element of l'shma. It's no element. It's a matter of, did you do a good shchita or did you not do a good shchita? A katan may ikar hadin can do a shchita. A goy? No, a goy you don't let, because a goy you don't trust. No, so it could be the goy you don't let because we just don't know that the goy did not do a derisa. We don't know that the goy did not apply pressure. It's not possible really to know unless you're watching. Oh, there's another issue, because the goy is doing it l'shem, like Yayin Nesach. He's doing l'shem of Avodah Zarah. That's another issue. He's doing it right. But Bismanas, I don't think we mark it on that. Because, right, I'm not sure. Let's see. But he's trying over here to make this comparison between a guy. Let's see further. Ulefize, the nidon didon, Now, after he compares the case of shchita to the case of matzah, let's go now to the case of yayin stam yayin. We'll find the binyan lidan. Im anu choshem ma'aseh mechuna k'ma'aseh adam linyan matzah mitzvah yatzlanu hadin linyan yayin nesach nami k'ma'aseh adam v'hayayin aseh mikoicha v'alpi hadin zeh hayo also b'shtiya. If you want to go and say they're all exactly the same, then it's no good. If a guy is sitting in the computer room and he's pressing the buttons and he's causing the wine to be pressed to produce yayin, it is also. Just like if a Jew pressed the button, it's matzah mitzvah, and just like it's a good shchita, it would be aser. V'rak b'zman hazeh muter b'shesia behev samuba. Therefore, since it would be aser, the only thing that we can do for you b'zman hazeh, since they're going today, do not really worship idols. The only thing is behev samuba can be muter. V'chanal v'im yichashu shloi choshev k'maisa adam. But if you want to say that machine matzah is not good, it's not kosher because the mice pressing a button is not going to be good enough. V'loi k'koy b'ba mikoyach im kain gam b'm b'ha. And then it's not going to be good. If you want to say that it's going to be good by the wine, then you have to say that it's not going to be good matzah. So you have to be consistent. You can't have wine that was manufactured by a guy through a machine and have also matzah that was pressed by a machine. You can't be made like both v'kuli be'shamu v'kuli be'silo. Since b'zman hazeh, it's well accepted by almost everyone that machine matzah is good. Right? Who's not going to say machine matzah? You get into a lot of trouble if you say machine matzah is no good. Everyone's going to say it's good, and many tell you it's even better. Machine matzah is good. So therefore you have to assume that when it comes to wine, it's the same thing. Whoever presses the button, the person who presses the button on the wine is the guy who caused it to be pressed. And if a guy is pressing the buttons, then indeed it's going to be called stam yenam. Hayaslanu hadin din kan shayin muter b'diavad behefsed meruba. It only will be muter behefsed meruba, like what the shach says b'zman hazeh. That's the only leniency, but it's not muter lechatchila. Bottom line is he wants to say they won't be machme. Ela sheyeshlam adhachal hadik harbi koychas. The only other reason why it can be differentiated between the case of yayin, the case of matzah, is the case of yayin, there are many more intermediary steps. When you press the button, there are many things that are happening in the machine before the wine is pressed. There's duhumeniya, ha-kaftar, ha-borog, different, I don't know what these things are. The ayidei zeh, ha-zerem, ho-lektriki, misavev, esagalgalim, v'sholk, ha-mukhune, u-v'v'harbe, koichoy, smuter, b'dyevet, gam, shaloi, kehev, sid, meruba. Okay, so the only reason why you can be more mikkel by wine is because there are multiple steps in the process of wine relative to the few steps in the process of making machine matzah. The ayin b'shut chasam sofer. Shenishal in nigias akob b'yayin ayidei sudar. Shekorach b'yodo. Now he talks about a handkerchief. Of Moshe. He's wearing gloves. So Hassam Seifer is makel, and he says that if you're wearing a handkerchief around your hand, the guy uses a handkerchief in the process, so that's called the chatzitza, and that's not called that he did it by derech ayde hefsek sudur oiser. Al yidei koicha de loy chashiv gishnei koichos. V'vahela de negia yidei sudor loy shma negia. It's called davar shechaitetz lo shma negia. V'adorech al yidei hefzek sudor oyser. Al yidei koichoi de loy chashiv gishnei koichos. It's called davar hatzarech l'adavar acher. Nothing mechal katafel. V'nas ika v'chashiv kikoyach lefnei atzmo. V'hacha kevan shahamekel eino tzarech lahasudor. Havle tafel v'vatel lahamakel. So when it comes to a koyach, then it doesn't make a difference. If you use an intermediary step, it's going to be, it's your koyach. But when it comes to negia, so he differentiates between actual touching and between koyach. It's osir. ובדיעבד מותר, כשעבוסי דבר מאים הרבה גדולי, זמננו הסכימו לזה שהוא סבור ישנה. I've showed this to many גדולים, and it comes to the maskana, the bottom line is, he brings all of these issues, the bottom line is, when it comes to yayin that has been manufactured by goyim, and the goy never made their contact, when he pressed the button, lechatchila, it is osur, because it's koichai. And koichai, even though you don't actually touch it, it doesn't make any difference. Only when the issue is negia, then you can differentiate between touching and not touching through an intermediary. But when it comes between koichai, it doesn't make a difference. It's all one and the same. And yayin is also mi koichai. So the yayin is also. So that's the bottom line. L'chatchil, it's also b'diavad, it's mitzvah b'shas hefse gadol. He's brought out all of these issues. Issue of shchita, the issue of matzah mitzvah, matzos, the issue of koichai, the issue of multiple koichai. And you have to be consistent. If you want to hold it when it comes to machine mats, it's good. You have to hold it when it comes to a guy pressing the button. It's also going to be his actions, and it will make it awesome. All right, we'll stop here.